I shifted the thought of the service today into a little reflection because I wanted to talk a little bit about who we are and what makes up a church, particularly this church. So this little reflection is inspired, adapted, and abridged from the Reverend Michael Lichtenberger, who serves our Concord congregation. Please repeat after me. It is a blessing to be.
It is a blessing to be
here.
It is a blessing to be here now.
It is a blessing to be here now together. It takes a village, they say. No, you can stop. Oh, you are such a good congregation. They do say it takes a village. And in this place, in this congregation and community, we're part of something larger than a gathering of individuals. And if the village is alive and well, we get to be part of and participate in a web of mutual care, a place where people are held, known, challenged, and changed, we hope, through relationship. In villages like this, there are always many different roles, and I want to talk about a few of them with you. What I love about these descriptions is that it doesn't just lift up the gift of each role, but also the potential pitfall or the shadow side. You might recognize them. We begin with the welcomers. Maybe you'll recognize yourself or someone else in any of these roles. We play them all or many of them at any given time. But the welcomers are the village people who instinctively move toward the stranger at the edge of the gathering. They make the first approach. They learn the new family's names before anyone else does. They remember to introduce people to each other. Without them, our stated value of welcome remains abstract, a banner on the wall rather than an embodied practice. The welcomer's gift is hospitality. Their shadow can be the tendency to welcome people into the community as it is, rather than welcoming and making room for who the community might become. And then there are the founders and the keepers of memory, the village people who carry the community's origin story, who remember why things were built the way they were, what was tried and failed, what was hard won. In a congregation, these are the longtime members who hold institutional memory, not as gatekeepers of the past, but as witnesses to the arc of a community's becoming. They answer the question, how did we get here? Their gift is continuity. Their shadow side can be nostalgia that resists necessary change. And then we have the elders. Distinct from mere longevity, elders are those village people who have accumulated experience that has been tempered into wisdom. These are people who have suffered, reflected, and arrived at something useful. In a village, elders are consulted before major decisions. They hold the long view when everyone else is reacting to the immediate crisis. In a congregation, elders are not always the oldest people in the room. They are those who've learned to hold complexity without needing to resolve it prematurely. Their gift is perspective, and their shadow can be the assumption that their experience is universal. And then there are the healers. Every village needs people skilled in tending to wounds, physical, emotional, relational, spiritual. In a congregation, healers show up in formal roles like pastoral care associates, caring circle folks, the minister, and informal ones. Just the person who always seems to know who's struggling. The one who brings food without being asked. The quiet presence listening with minimal judgment. Healers hold the grief and illness and crisis that community life inevitably generates. Their gift is attentiveness to suffering, but their shadow
can be the risk of absorbing so much pain that they neglect their own. And then there are the bridge builders. Since every village contains factions, people who don't naturally understand each other, who move in different circles, who might not choose each other if left to their own tendencies, bridge builders are the ones who move comfortably between those groups. They translate. They find common ground. They bring people into relationship who wouldn't have found each other otherwise. In a congregation like a UU congregation, which navigates theological diversity and generational difference and conflict, bridge builders are essential. Their gift is a connection across difference, and their shadow can be the tendency to smooth over real disagreement rather than allowing it to be productive. And then we have the builders and the sustainers, the village people who show up to fix what's broken, who manage the pledge campaign, who organize the yard sale, who make sure that the building and grounds are maintained. They're the committee chairs and the team leads and the folks behind the scenes who update the wayside pulpit and make sure there are snacks for kids during social time. Their gift is faithfulness to unglamorous work. And their shadow can be resentment when their labor goes unacknowledged or when they begin to confuse doing the work with being the community. And then there are the dreamers and the innovators who look at what is and imagine what could be. They question the inherited structure. They drag the community toward a future it can't quite see yet. Without dreamers, communities calcify. In a congregation, innovators are often in tension with the keepers of memory. And that tension, held well, is generative. Their gift is imagination, and their shadow can be impatience with the slow relational work that makes change sustainable. And let's not forget the children. In a real village, children are not a program. They are not a constituency to be served. They are full members of the community whose presence changes the nature of the village itself. They ask the questions that adults have learned to suppress. They expose pretension. They remind the community that it exists not just for the present, but for the future. A congregation that treats children as recipients of community rather than the makers of it has misunderstood what a village is. Their gift is presence without pretense, and their shadow, if you could call it that, is that they reveal exactly how much patience and long-term thinking the adults around them actually have. There are also and always questioners and seekers, people not fully at home yet, still trying to figure out whether they belong. In a UU village, that's not a problem to be solved, but a permanent and vital presence. And there are always and forever grievers among us. It's less a role than a season for each of us. Every single village has those who are currently in it. The bereaved, the ill, the ones going through a divorce, a job loss, estrangement from a child. The grievers remind us in the village of those most fundamental purposes: to be present to one another in the hardest moments of human life. In such a village with so many roles where individuals may move between them or occupy more than one at any given time, it is all of our work to remember that we play a vital role in the mission of this church: to love boldly, to foster belonging, to nurture the evolving spirit and act justly. We are the ones who tend the small flames, who find a kind word at the right time, who make the invitation and remember the names, I'm working on it, who say, come and sit here, tell me about yourself. How's your cat? What breaks your heart? Can I bring you some soup? You go first. We're also the ones who remind each other that we are messy and imperfect and still worthy of love. At our best, we remember that belonging is practiced, not just proclaimed. In a village, no one person carries it all. We each have a responsibility to remind one another of our capacity to love and to take care of ourselves in a way that is less about escape and more about remaining connected to our own inner life, to one another, and to the deeper currents of spirit that move through us all. May our connections grow ever deeper and the good effects of our work ripple out into ever widening circles. May it be so.